Hello, everybody. This is the Prince.
And this is the Princess.
And, well, we have a special guest right here on the Big D Zone. And he just popped right into the studio. And, ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to say that he is a Republican. And his name is Thomas Quinn. And he's the state's representative, 132. He's running for the state's representative of 132. And, we are glad to have him on the Big D Zone. Should I call you Thomas? Should I call you Quinn? Or how would you like to be called?
You know, either way, and it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.
Yeah, running for State Representative 132. So, love your support.
Okay, now tell us a little bit. Now, this is going to be an exclusive show here, but if Thomas wanted to use it on any of his campaign material, he could feel free to do so. Mm-hmm. But tell us, everybody, a little bit about your background and your bio and what you plan to do for the district.
Yeah, so basically I've been working since I was 11 years old, started with a paper route, kind of a nice start, and then have just worked my whole life, and now I'm in my 30s, married with 5 kids, and a beautiful family, very proud of that. Right now I work in securities with Shreddit, we do document destruction and identity protection, and yeah, so I'm just running for state rep because I'm a concerned citizen who really wants this country to go back to its principles, and yeah, that's that. You know, it's just really, really important as a student, as a citizen, to go out there and try and make change for good.
Amen. Amen. Now, what is the main platform that you're running for this district? What do you see happen as soon as you get sworn in into office?
Okay. Well, as a state representative, you're a legislator, and you have to put forward bills, and I just really want to bring back freedom to the state and independence from the federal authority. There's so much overreach from the federal powers to the state powers, and I really want to just gain some more autonomy as an independent state of Missouri, because I think that's a healthy balance and a good direction for our people. So,
does that include, like, trying to bring back the prayer in school or the Pledge of Allegiance into our schools?
Absolutely. You know, I think Common Core is a real disaster because it gives the government too much information, and it does so many bad things for the people. For instance, there had been no research to validate this, but Common Core now requires kids to take tests 4 times a year instead of 1.
Wow.
And all that testing is done through Pearson, which is a company, and then they get all the information and they sell that out. And that's all done through the federal process. That's just a specific example of Common Core that it's not good for the people. And the state has no effect on curriculum, and I think the state should have all the rights and powers to handle something that's supposed to be under its jurisdiction.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And absolutely, prayer and Pledge of Allegiance, those things are foundational to our nation. You know.
I believe so, too.
Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad the princess asked that question because she knew my mind because I was still going to ask about what do you feel about protecting religious freedom in our state. And princess, bravo on that one.
Oh, thank you.
And so what do you feel about, you know, the public safety? What do you feel about ISIS? And as you know, we had a story in Butler where a woman was threatening some people in the military and some people in the FBI. And what would you do about safety concerns in the district concerning ISIS?
ISIS. Well, yeah, ISIS is obviously an international issue. And I was living in the Philippines as an English teacher for about 4 years, and I saw firsthand what happens when you have an apathetic police force or the appearance of one. People don't respect authority, you know, and I think we have to get back to respecting authority. There's so much of this anti-cop talk these days that they lose sight of they're there as peacekeepers and to, you know, to bring safety. Mm-hmm. And so as an inclusive package beyond ISIS, I think we really need to support our police and the safety of our community, and that would be a diversified series, with, whether it be with the sheriff's department, the county, or mm-hmm. the local police force, or the state police. We need to really empower that security.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. And how do you feel about jobs here in Missouri? We was talking off air about the economy and said the numbers are not doing well. We were saying, where's the jobs here? I mean, where's the real job? So what do you feel about the economy for the district of the 132 district?
See, I'm really excited about Missouri because I think we're on the forefront of really being the vehicle of change, to be the real show-me state,
mm-hmm.
because in this coming election, if we can get the governor's seat and hold the Senate and state reps, then we can really start pushing an agenda instead of mm-hmm. just reacting to the liberal legislation, mm-hmm. you know, fixing what was already done.
Yes.
And so I think as state representative and all these things, we just really need to get back to basics and push for, you know, limited government. And what was the specific of the question again? I'm kind of losing track here. I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought about that. About
the
economy, the jobs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a terrible thing because we're one of the lowest rated job states in the country.
Wow.
And it's a disaster. And it really has to do with our governor and mm-hmm. the policies that have been put in place in the last couple of decades. I think we just really need to just give more support to the business sector and stop burdening them with so many regulations. Everyone's so fearful of breaking a law,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we just need to embrace free trade again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Missouri has always been one of your lower paying states.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Arkansas is even lower paying, but we've always been lower paying and people just can't get anywhere, you know, in life with the low pay that they give the people to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we really need to get that economy up, get the pay up to where it needs to be, you know, per hour for, because families like you, you know, you've got five children,
mm-hmm.
and on minimum wage around here, you can't live on just one income.
No, you
can't.
Let alone
two incomes
mm-hmm.
with five children.
And everyone says that these politicians, they'll say they're going to create jobs. Well, you know, it kind of frustrates me because politicians don't create jobs.
Yeah.
They often take people's money and gamble in the market by siding with certain businesses over others, which
mm-hmm.
I think is entirely wasteful.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think we just really need to empower the people to take responsibility. And I think if we do that, we have a wonderful mass of people in the state that can do so much good. And
mm-hmm.
we can just be the real example for the government. The,
yes.
The whole of America.
That would be great.
Mm-hmm. Sure would be. And I would like to thank you for coming to be on the show and gracing our studios as a proud Republican. Do you have any more questions for Mr. Quinn?
He seems to have done great at everything we've asked him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thus far.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm all for him.
Yeah. Now, what do you feel about Obamacare? Can the state do anything once the Republicans are in office? I hope you'll be all Republican. But can the state do anything as far as repealing and replacing Obamacare in the state level?
You know, I'm really happy you brought that up because Obamacare has taken the sidelines recently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the latest push from the Supreme Court and this onslaught of this campaign news, it's just so enticing for people. But yes, I think we really can go at Obamacare. And there's this HIP program, which I think is fundamental in that direction. If the state merely encouraged people to use this HIP program,
mm-hmm.
the state will pay for private insurance. Let me retract here.
That's go ahead. Take your time.
It's going to confuse people. So
take your time.
Absolutely. I think there's a great deal of things we can do with Obamacare, and I think it has to be repealed and it has to be changed because it is costing us so much money and it is insuring so few people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a catastrophe every way you look at it. You know, I would encourage anyone to look further into Obamacare, and it's just sheer incompetence. And we'll go from there, I guess.
Exactly. And, well, I'm going to go into a big spectrum of the Republican Party as a whole. What do you think about this presidential contest that we now have? We're now in a four-man race between Trump, Cruz, Rubio, and Cash. Who do you think is going to come out on top, and what do you think there's going to be a brokered convention?
Well, I mean, if you get 51 delegates, percent of the delegates, then it's pretty much set. Mm-hmm. But, it remains to be seen. We'll see. I think Cruz is really on the upswing here, so it should be fun to kind of see where it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have any more questions, Princess?
No.
Well, I just want to thank you for the time.
Thank you.
It's really fortuitous that we came along at the right moment and were able to do this.
Sure did. We would love to have you back on the air throughout as the campaign progresses for the State District Representative 132. And we're welcome to have you aboard and come on to be back on the program.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah. So do you have any closing thoughts and why people should vote for you? And go ahead and tell them about your website and your Facebook page and everything.
Yeah. So I'm Thomas Quinn. I'm running for state representative of the 132nd District. It's roughly mid-north Springfield. And my website is thomasquinn.org. Please visit. Please like my Facebook link. And just vote for integrity, competence, and action, because that's what I am. And I'm here to truly represent the people. Mm-hmm. This is I've never run for office before, and I'm just doing this to make a difference because I believe we need better representation. Thank you.
Thank you. And this is the Prince.
And this is the Princess.
And this has been a very special, also exclusive show that we have, interview that we have with Thomas Quinn. And Princess, why don't you close us out?
Oh, this is the Prince and the Princess of Big D Zone at Southwave Radio, and we are out.